So we left the problem. Problem was, we just have to define things a little bit. But that was going on. So the Gemara basically had a case where a Kohen, Yisrael, sells a innards of his animal to another Yisrael. And then the Gemara says, the punchline is that the other Yisrael has to give those the keva to the Kohen. And the question is, why does he have to give it? The first guy who had the chiyuv, who did the shechita, had the chiyuv, so he doesn't have it anymore. Right? He sold it. Now, he's sure he was like stealing or whatever. He was like a mazik, the guy stealing from the guy, from the Kohen, whatever. But since it's ain lo tov, no one can claim it in court. And the next guy who buys it, so he doesn't have the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is not watching mitzvah on him, into the shechita. So by virtue of what, is he obligated to give it to him? If it was Yesh Lo Tovim, so then the Kohen could claim it. The Kohen is Givit Toveya, the second guy for the object. But since Yesh Lo Tovim, there's no individual Kohen of Givit Toveya, according to Rechesta. So what forces the buyer to give the Matanos? No, we don't know. That's the Kasha. So the Gemara says, because it's bad. And since it's ban, so there's a din somehow of hashava. Right? He's chayv to return the stolen object. Because it was stolen, a stolen object is a mitzvah of hashava. So therefore, he's chayv to return it. But the question is, yeah, but still. And, but ain't lo tovim. Right, if I damage something, I have to pay for it. But the point is, ain't lo tovim. So now it's stolen, I have to return it. Yeah, but ain't lo tovim, I'm not going to claim it. So like, how is Zigma really getting around the question? Once we see how it's getting around, then I guess you have to find out how you're not. You know what makes a good point is that the Rashi, when Rashi explains that the reason why you have to give it to the Kohen is because it's Gezelet flowing into Hashava, he only has it on the second case, where you buy it in weight, where you buy 5 pounds of meat and you find the cave on there. But he doesn't say that in the case of the case where you buy the whole innards. But I think the reason why, as Rashi explains, is because in that case, it's known that there's going to be a keva in there, and when you sold it to the other guy, you weren't selling him the other keva. So you were selling him the whole thigh, or the whole whatever, minus the keva. So now you can't give him the thigh, it's part of the inner. So what you do is you give it to him, and then he'll give it back to you, and then he'll give it to the going. So, like, instead of, it's like that was like implied. It was implied that it was going to go to the going. He never sold it. So I guess the question is, who then have the right to choose which going to give it to? The point is, he's not stealing it. That's not Gezel altogether. There he's not stealing it. He never really sold it to the guy. So if he never really sold it to the guy, so it really still belongs to the original guy.
How did he not sell it if he paid? Like he paid
because he didn't pay for that. He's saying is the price already is adjusted. The price already adjusted. He knew that it was in there. He knew it wasn't being sold, and the price doesn't include the keva. As everyone knows, you're not going to get the keva. So when you buy the whole innards, you're not buying that. That's not really the price. The price doesn't reflect it at all because you know you're not buying that. It's not yours to buy. It's his to give as matanos. So now, but you could ask, so if he's never sold it, that's what Rashi says. He didn't sell it. Yeah, but by weight, you did sell it to him because you bought 5 pounds. And that's part of the pound. So obviously you did buy it. So now you stole it because you sold the thing. You sold the coin's thing. But if you say that you never, if you say that you didn't sell it though, if what you take what Rashi's saying is that you never sold him the keva, so then why is it that the buyer gives it to the kohen? Shouldn't it still belong to the seller and let the seller give it to the kohen? Right? Because you'll say, who cares? No, because you care. You get a tovas anah. There's something, there's a benefit. You get to choose a kohen and to give him a thing. He'll owe you a favor, whatever. So why is it that Rashi's saying is he never sold it to him? So then what's the, you know, but I think that's why he's saying it's not a kasha from that case. Because in that case, he'll say he's giving it to the Kohen because it still belongs to the original guy. Still belongs to the original guy.
I don't see that.
I think there's a practical answer, is that he just means, like, when I sell him the whole thigh, the whole innards, I'm not really selling him the amount of skull. Because It's not, why should I be selling the Manas Kahuna? Right? Why should I be selling the Manas Kahuna? That's not, he knows the Manas Kahuna, and I'm not selling him that. But I don't want, it's annoying. What am I going to give him the whole fellow there? Then he's going to cut it out and come back to me and give it to me, and then I'm going to give it to the Kohen. It's like implicit that I'm not really selling it, but I'm giving it to you, and you'll take care of it and give it to the Kohen. So it's like, in a certain sense, like a big Yoshleach. So it's my thing, and it's my mitzvah. The mitzvah still exists. But I'm giving the whole thing over to you, and of course you're going to take some of it out, and the rest of it you're going to give to the Kohen, and you can choose the Kohen. That's part of when I sell it to you, that's part of the thing. Not, but it's still, it's not that you own, the buyer doesn't own the keva, but he's like, so he's giving him the rights to choose which Kohen he's going to give it to. It's like implicit in the deal. The guy is not going to, he's not going to want to have the guy bring him back his thing so he could then give it back to the Kohen. Just give it to the Kohen that you have. Where you bring it to your house, you'll just cut it open, you'll just cut the whole thing apart, you'll get the thing, you'll give it to the Kohen. I don't know, when you bring me back the thing before it rots and then whatever, just, you know, some say it's like an implicit thing, but it's still really the belongs to the original guy, and it's his mitzvah. Just that there's an implicit das that the buyer is going to give it. But that's not a kasha why he has to give it. The kasha is from the second case where you see that he did sell it to the buyer. So now the buyer owns it. It's not the seller's, it's the buyer. So now why does the buyer have to give it to the going? So that's what his answering is, because it's Ganev Gzela. Since the first guy sold it, he's like stealing it. Now this mitzvah is Shagoza, or Shava, returning it. And now the buyer has to return it. And that's why he has to do it. But then Arkasha is still, what's the sense? Because still, why don't you say Zayin Latovim? Why do you say he has to return it to the going? Yeah, but which going? Shein L'tovim, how's it when I answer in the whole question? You're saying, right, is that this is kind of the way we've been learning all along, is that in Dine Mamanas, if there's no one to claim you, then you're Pater. So what, there's no one, it's the courts. Mamanas goes by the courts. So no, if there's no claimant, then you're Pater. Right? But like, let's say by Manas Kuna themselves. So if I damage Manas Kuna, who's going to claim me? I'm off the hook. But let's say I don't damage it. Matana exists as a bad, right? Why do I have to give it? I'll say, look, I don't want to give it. What do you mean I don't want to give it? There's a mitzvah asay to give it. So mitzvah asay, you can't say no one's going to claim me. There's a mitzvah asay, that's a mitzvah. It's not nominous. If you're trying to get me, the point is if I damage it, now the thing doesn't exist anymore. So there's no mitzvah asay to give money, the mitzvah asay is to give the object. To say, yeah, but I owe them a debt. Oh, a debt? That's dina mominus. Dina mominus, who's the claimant? So, and that's what he's saying, Latovim. When you have a mitzvah saseh, you don't say who's going to claim me. You don't need anyone to claim me. I have a mitzvah saseh. And I'm chayiv to listen to the Torah. Hashem said, I have to do it. Mamonis is totally in the courts. If there's no claimant, there's no mamonis. But once the mitzvah saseh, then of course you're chayiv to. You don't need a claimant. You give it to whichever kohen. Pick a kohen. Just like in Matanos in the first place. So the thing is that when here, when you steal it, mazik, you're mazik. But when you sell someone else's thing, that's gazela. Now what happens with this gazelle? There's a mitzvah asay of Eish Vasei Asher Gazal. It's not just because it's his. That was obvious. It's just his. Why does the second guy have to give it? Because it belongs to the Kohen. Belongs to the Kohen. Which Kohen? Who's going to sue me? Ain't no tovim. The answer is no. It's Ba'en. When it's Ba'en, Eish Vasei Asher Gazal. If I damage the thing, now it's no Eish Vasei Asher Gazal. Eish Vasei Asher Gazal is Asher Gazal. It's the very thing which you stole. That mitzvah falls away once it's once the chatzah doesn't exist. But if it's a ba'an, so the mitzvah is you stole it, undo the stealing by doing the mitzvah, say, of returning that which is stolen. So you turn that which is stolen, so therefore this second guy has to do it, because the mitzvah say of Hashava. Hashava is exhale. Now you can't say in Lotovim anymore, because now it's a mitzvah say, and Lotovim is only in the realm of Dina Mamadas. Right? Good answer. Question was Amina. For instance, if I steal something, I'm Goslin. The Goslin steals. So why does he have to return the object to the guy? Right? So the answer, there's two answers. First of all, it's because it belongs to him. Second of all, because it's a mitzvah asai. It's a mitzvah asai. Two things. I mean, it's dina mamonis, but it's more than that. Even if there's no claimant, even if look, let's say I steal something, and I say, oh, I owe him the money, so let him sue me. Let's say I'll say, yeah, I don't know who I'm supposed to sue. The answer is, yeah, but you have a mitzvah asai, you have to return. So it's not just because the dina mamonis is a thing, and you can't just say, if the guy sues me in court, I'll do it. Even if the guy doesn't sue you in court, you have to do it. Because it's asai, the Torah is machayiv you. But by mazik, if I damage the guy's thing and the guy doesn't sue me, then I don't have to pay him. It's not like it's based upon there's a chayiv in court. If the guy doesn't want to sue me, he doesn't sue me. So that's it. That's a chayiv mamonis. certain times moments the Torah created mitzvah to say. Like you say, the Torah created mitzvah to say, which is the Hashem goes on. So it's not Shabbat. Right, so what's the chiddush here? I mean, why is this such a big answer? I mean, it sounds like it just makes good sense. So what's Amenei? I mean, definitely that is stealing. Like, you have cases of, like, if you have a shomer, and a shomer, you know, unloads it, sells it, whatever. I mean, that those are cases of gazela, or geneva. I mean, you have kefel. I mean, you have all kinds of things there. It's a real, really comes under that whole framework. That's the type of a stealing. You know, it's just that you don't have to actually go and take it from him. You have it back there, so to speak, and then you just, you know, you're a shaleach yad. You damage it, or you sell it, or whatever, you know. So it seems to be, it's just the youngest thing. Taking it, you should have given it to this because it's gone. Instead, you take it and sell it to someone else. That's gazela. But the first thing I notice is it's not so simple. I mean, if I'd ask you, who's the mitzvah of Hashavas gazela on? The buyer, but in general. Forget this case, just in general. Who's the mitzvah of Hashavas gazela on? Who?
The person who has it.
The person who has it? Okay, better answer. What would you say? Who's the mitzvah of the Yeshiva Zayla Asher Gazal? That's the possible. Yeshiva Zayla Asher Gazal. So I would have said, what?
The guy stole it.
The guy stole it. And that's what I think. It's like low signal. It's like Lavanita Klasai even, right? It's like, you steal. Don't steal. But if you steal, the Torah gives you a correction. Return that which you stole. The mitzvah zaseh, which is chal on the ma'asek is a gezela, the sin of stealing is mechayev you in the mitzvah zaseh to rectify that sin and to return that which you stole. That's what I said. Is gezela asher gaza. Is that you stole? Right? So you'd say the mitzvah zaseh is on the gazlan. It's on the gazlan, right? Who's the gazlan here? The seller. Seller, he's the one who's orchestrating this whole thing, right? Seller.
He never actually stole it until he sold it.
That's true, but it's not, the thief is the seller, not the buyer. The buyer is innocently, I mean, he's not even trying to buy the thing. He's just buying a thing, and it turns out there's what's called in it. But basically, this, the seller has the meat of the coin in his property, and he's just unloading it to an innocent buyer. So he's basically stealing it. He's taking it and giving it, unloading it. So he's stealing it.
Yeah, when does the Meisig Zeal happen?
Yeah, the sale. But who's doing the money of the sale? The sale is the seller. And the seller is the guy who's doing it. It's in his rishos, and he's through the mice of the sale. But he's the thief. He's the thief.
Yeah, but the chiv to return the item doesn't kick in until there's the mice.
That's
of the
true. Deal. But if you hold that the chiv of the mitzvah of Hashem HaSagzeilah is a mitzvah to say on the thief, so then in this case there won't be a mitzvah to say Hashem HaSagzeilah. It might be Dinim Amunah that it belongs to the original guy, to the Kohen, but let him sue me. Let the Kohen sue me, and let him sue me. The Chiddush is that you could have the Mitzvah Shavas HaGazela on someone, like what Jonah said, I guess, on the person who has the Gazela. It's not necessarily on the Gazlan, but this is the Chavtz of an exile, and the Chavtz is a stolen object, and there's a Mitzvah say of returning a stolen object. Just like there's a mitzvah say of returning Hashavas Aveda, is a find a lost object. Even if you're not the guy who lost it or who made it lost, it's just, right? It's a din, it's an Aveda. So there's a gzela, this is a gzela. So it could be saying is the mitzvah say is Hashavas Aveda also. It's not dependent upon you being the Gazlan. It's just the fact that the chavtza is a chavtza which is stolen.
Maybe he said Meister is because he passes it off as a sellable thing that was his.
Oh, the sale.
Yeah.
That's why it's stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Right. You're right, it's true, but still, the Chiddush is that the buyer is bound by the Mrs. Asay of Hashem HaSagzela. He never stole. Hashem HaSagzela. Apparently, you see, the saying is that Hashem HaSagzela is a normal case, that was you stole, but it's not dependent upon that. Even if you're somebody else. It would be like, I mean, I don't know if there's an open case like this. I'm not really sure. Maybe it would be big problems or not. But let's say I steal something and I give it to you. So do you have Mrs. Say to return it? So you could say there's no nafkamina, because of course you're obligated to return it. Right? In a moment, of course you are. It belongs to that guy. And I'll claim you if you don't. See, here it's a funny case because there's Ainlo Tovim. So if it's just Dina Mamanus, that's the nafkamina. If it's just Dina Mamanus, it's also Mrs. Say. Nafkamina is Gemira, it's Ainlo Tovim. You know, so in this case, so I'm claiming, I mean, unless you show me the contrary, I mean, that's what it's teaching you here. That's the chiddush, that's what I was answering. Is this Mr. Say Shos Exalia? That's a chiddush. You could have said no, Shos is only on the Gaza. And if you were to show me somehow that Hashem is only on the Gaza, then it could be you could say like Yudah. In this case, it's like the Nigzal, the buyer is somehow part of the Maisik Zale itself, so it could be that the Chiyav is going to go on them as well. It could be you could pull something like that. I just don't know if you need to do that, because it seems to me like there's a sense to saying that this really the Mitzvah of Hashem's Zale isn't dependent upon the fact that you did the Maisik Zale. Because why should it be? It's Hashem's Zale isn't. The idea of Hashem's Zale is this is a stolen object. There's a real owner who wants his object, and this is stolen, and you should return it. You should be amazed of the thing. So now, which coin am I going to give it to? I don't care. Pick whichever one you want. Point is the mitzvah say to give it back to the sheva, to the sheva as the owner, and not to pick someone from the sheva to do it. So next, the last attack on Rav Chisda. Okay, you guys are gonna miss this, huh?
That's for last.
That's no, interesting. We'll see. It gets
what
interesting.
What line are we on?
I don't know. 12th. Tisha is the last word in the line. I don't think it's the 9th line, but somehow, for some reason, they wrote Tisha on the end of the line.
What?
11. Pretty strange. 11th line has Tisha at the end of it.
What are they trying to tell us?
Yeah. Tisha Nichsei Kohen. There are 9 Nichsei Kohen. 9 possessions of the Kohen. Truma. I think if you count them, it doesn't work out. Whatever. Truma. Truma's Meiser. Chala, Reish Lagez, Matanos, Demai, Bikurim, Karen, Chomesh. Okay, there are 9. I think there are other gears that have 11 or whatever. Why are you only listing 9? There are more Matanos, but whatever it is. There are 9. Possessions of the Kohen. And 9, they list 9, not Maskuna. Right? So what does it mean they're the possessions of the Kohen? What does that mean? And they're not Maskuna. What kind of statement is this? They're 9 Nichsei Kohen. What's the point of that statement? So Limar says, I'll tell you what. Lamai, Lav Lo Tziva Deanim. Doesn't it mean that they're his possessions and he could sue for them and he could get them in a court of law? Right? What else does it mean? There's possessions of goods. It's a mitzvah. If it's just a mitzvah for the regular for Israel to give it to him, then you wouldn't say it's his possessions. Possessions mean he relates to it like it is. He could get it in a court. That's what it must be teaching you. So what does that show you? That's attack on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda saying no to him. So it says nichsei kohen means it's his nechasim. He relates to it like any of his nechasim, any of his property. Right. So that's the attack on Rav Chisda. Right. Let's see. It says in Tagon Gosta. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Lo lechidit nan. Rather, it's for this Mishnah. Lama amur nechse kohen. Why did we say? In what regard do we mean that it's nechse kohen? Shekona b'hen avodim, that you could buy servants with them. V'karkos, you could buy land with these matanos. U'behem atameya, you could buy a treif animal with these matanos. Right? U'balchov not lamechovo, and if he has a debt, he owes someone money, the claimant, his creditor could come and take from the matanos. V'isha b'ksuvasa, or if he divorces his wife, the wife could come and claim or ksuba from that money. The Sefer Torah, you could use that money to buy a Sefer Torah. It's totally the money of a kohen. It's nechasim. Nechsei kohen. Okay? Period. End the sugya. Okay, so what does that mean? So Rashi. Lama amr l'mayachs of a Sefer Torah. There was a whole lot on that. So what's the Gemara saying? So what we're saying is that it doesn't mean nechsei kohen. It means you can do whatever you want with them. That's what Nechsei Kohen. Not that he could sue it in court. He can't sue it in court. Before he gets it, he can't sue for it in court because ain't no tovim. But once the Yisrael gives it to him, now what does he do with him? What does he do with him? Could he do anything he wants with them? Could he even buy a slave with them? Could he buy land? Could he buy Vehemet Meya? Could he pay off his creditors with it? Yes, 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 and yes. He could. He could do all those things. Why? Because it's Nechzei Kohen. That's what it means, Nechzei Kohen. He's allowed to do all those things. So apparently there's a Havmina that he wouldn't be able to do those things. Kamash Malan, he could. Because Nechzei Kohen, right? So the question is, what's that? Right? It turns out it's nothing to do with Ruch Hasana. That's what we're saying. It's nothing to do with a totally different thing. So maybe we could define that. What's the Haskana for this thing, right? Additionally, I'd like to do. Additionally, I'd like to explain. What's the last thing? So the list is a funny list. It says you could buy, Eved and Karka and Neimat Meya, and he could pay off his debt and his Ksuba, and he could buy Sefer Torah. Which one of these doesn't belong? Yeah? Neimat Meya? Okay. Sefer Torah. Okay, good. Sefer Torah. Because it seems like he's even allowed to buy a Behemoth Maya. That's kind of like, oh, you could even buy a Behemoth Maya. I don't know why. What's the problem? But like, he could even buy a Sefer Torah. What's wrong with Sefer Torah? Like, what's he buy? Eved. He could buy a Karka. He could pay off his creditor. And he could even get a Sefer Torah. Like, what's the problem with Sefer Torah? You know? Why would I think... Well, first of all, why would I think any of these things he can't do? But whatever. Let's say he'd think some of them he can't do. But what's Sefer Torah? What's wrong with Sefer Torah all of a sudden? Well, you like Sefer Torah.
Maybe because it's not going to come to Achila or anything that will be done.
So Rashi says, the Sefer Torah, Al Pishen Allah, Achila V'Ladavar, Shiyavo, Yedei Achila. So it means the Sefer Torah is not for food, nor will it come to food.
What does that say about a woman?
He's paying off the money to the woman. He's not, right? And he's paying off her ksuba. So he's giving her the money, but then it could be that. So, what's he going to do altogether with food? How does that have to do with food? I mean, if you buy land, she'll say, maybe I'm going to end up using the land to make food. Or an Eved is going to help me make food. Or a Behemoth Meya.
I can trade for a Behemoth
Torah. But see, for a Torah, I can't trade. See, that's halacha. You can't trade, so you can't sell a Sefer Torah.
Right.
So once you have a Sefer Torah, it's always a Sefer Torah. So it's never ever going to lead to food. Sefer Torah is locked in as a Sefer Torah. Anything else, I pay off my loan, so now I have more food, let's say. Maybe I'll save in that. Pay off the new woman, so now I don't have to pay my money and I'm saving my food, whatever. Somehow it's going to tie into food somehow. But the Sefer Torah has nothing to do with food because that's it. You buy a Sefer Torah, it's Sefer Torah for life. That's all I think. You can't sell Sefer Torah for very few things. I don't know. Another Sefer Torah, I think they say maybe marry a woman. But whatever, not for food. So at least Rashi gave me a hint though about what's the Havmina going on. It's a Havmina here. But Rashi doesn't like it. Funny, it's funny, Rashi. Libi megamgam, and my heart is like, I don't know.
Rest.
Palpitating. You got it. Rest. I don't know. It doesn't like it. Lamai Tanya, why did it learn? Why did it happen? Why did it list it? Hol v'tana da fil be'emet tamei lokech ma'am. Since it says you can buy a be'emet tamei, of course you can buy a Sefer Torah. Right? Why? I don't understand, Rashi. Truth is, what's Rashi bothered by? Because Behemoth Meya, like you said, Behemoth Meya, you could trade for Behemoth Torah. But a Sefer Torah, you can't trade. But some of Rashi's saying, like, once you say that you can buy Behemoth Meya, you can definitely buy a Torah. Why? That's what Rashi explains. Sefer Torah isn't for Achila, nor will it bali de Achila. But Behemoth Meya isn't la Achila, but maybe will it bali de Achila. So why are you saying it just because you told me Behemoth Meya, and now there's no reason to teach Torah? No, Torah's different. Torah's different. So that's what we want to do. So we want to define, first of all, what's the whole issue here? What's the Hamino Askana about whether Nechzei Kohen, whether Kohen can do whatever he wants with it, or he has some sort of restrictions? Once we have an idea about that, then we have to get to the Sefer Torah issue. You know, well, why would I think Sefer Torah is different or not different? Is Rashi, how do we explain some Rashi? I think there's a Ramban who learned something, a different pshat, or maybe a similar pshat. I have to check it. But maybe we'll do that. I don't know if we'll get to it tomorrow or not, but maybe we'll get a look at the Ramban also. And then, basically, the next issue, after this is then the sugya, the question now is the Levim have to give Matnas Kona? Or the Zerul Chayim gave it? The only Kohanim or the Levim? The only Israelim have to give it, or the Levim also have to give it?
find out. That's the next next involvement. Okay.